Hello everybody, this is Andrew Hodgson from the United Kingdom, and today I'm going to be demonstrating you a product which I've only had for about 2 or 3 months, but I found it very good, and it's very simple to use, so I thought I'd do a demonstration on main menu for it. The product is the Archos Jukebox MP3 player. Okay, first of all, what is an MP3 player? An MP3 player is a piece of hardware that's standalone from your computer that allows you to play MP3 files. If you're unsure of what an MP3 file is, an MP3 file is a compressed audio file. If you can imagine a WAV file, which is uncompressed, takes about 10 megabytes per minute. As you can imagine, if you've got a CD of about 3 or 4 minutes long, which is how long you have the songs normally, then your song is going to take about 30 or 40 megabytes on your disc. However, an MP3 file, a song of that sort of time would take about 3 or 4 megabytes, not even that sometimes. And the quality is very good. It's just about the same as WAV files. Some people can tell a difference, but I find that they're just as good as the WAV files. So obviously, because these files are much smaller, you can fit them into smaller spaces, so the idea of the MP3 player was born. There are three types of MP3 player currently on the market. The first type is a flash-based MP3 player, and I did have one of these for a time. These are quite small devices that have a chip in them which contains a number of megabytes of RAM. This RAM is obviously non-volatile, so when you turn off your MP3 player, it doesn't delete what's on the RAM. The downside of them is that they're quite expensive to keep the memory, so you have 32, 64 megabytes or 128 megabytes is the maximum really you can have at the moment in these types of players. However, I think when the flash memory gets cheaper, I think the memory will expand more and more. So obviously at the moment, if you only want a small amount of data, this is the kind of thing to have. Also, as well, quite a lot of joggers and people like these, because there's no moving parts. So if you're sort of moving around, jogging all over the place, then you're not having data skips, because there's nothing to skip, because nothing is moving. So that's flash-based MP3 players. Moving up then, the next type of MP3 player you can get are CD MP3 players. This involves you writing your own custom MP3 CDs. These are data CDs containing a whole mass of MP3 files. And you can put this into your device, your MP3 player, and you can select which MP3 files you want to listen to. These are quite big. They have to obviously fit the CDs. They will play music CDs as well, by the way, so it's the same sort of size as a CD, a mini CD player. And obviously, because you've got moving parts, you're going to get some data skipping as well. And they have a buffer in them, so if the larger the buffer, the less likely you're going to have skipping, because there's more memory in it to read the contents of the CD. The standard size for buffering is 2 megabytes, so 2 megabytes of data is going to be read from the CD at a time, and obviously that saves on battery life as well. The next type of MP3 player, which is the type that I'm going to be reviewing today, is a hard drive MP3 player. This involves a device that has a hard drive. In the case of the Archos MP3 player, it's actually a laptop-sized hard drive. It's a Fujitsu 6GB hard drive, but others have different types of hard drive in. And you put your MP3 files onto the hard drive, then you can view them and listen to them on the go. There is some skipping because you've got moving parts, and also some people say that the hard drive mechanism is more delicate. However, I've sort of moved mine all over the place and done a lot with it, and I've not found any problem. I've had a couple of skips, but that's about it. And so I found this one very good. And at the moment, I would say this is, if you want to sort of put all your CD collection onto your MP3 player, this is the one to go for, because you can fit just over 150 CDs in that 6GB of space, which is great really. You can have your full CD collection in some cases on this tiny device. Anyway, to get onto the device, it's about the size of a cassette, that's basically what I think it is, and it's about as heavy as a Walkman, for those who have seen a Walkman. I'll get onto the website later, which has got the full specifications of the player on. on each corner of the MP3 player, it's a rectangle, just as I said, like a cassette. On each corner is a rubber stop, which they're called shock absorbers. So if you drop your MP3 player onto the floor, it's not going to cause damage to the hard disk. Obviously, you don't experiment with that because it's quite expensive, but there we go. And also, as well, people say they give the MP3 player some character. But there we go. They're basically just rubber bits on the end of the MP3 player. There's one at each corner. Starting with the, for those who have actually seen these before, starting with the USB connector at the front of me, I'm going to explain what's on the MP3 player. There are two plugs, one to the left of the USB connector and one to the right of the USB connector. The one to the left is the line-in jack. However, you can't actually do much with this at the moment because you can't record MP3 files on this version of the unit I've got at the moment. And the plug at the right is for the power source when you're recharging the battery. It's actually batteries in this case, because I'll come on to that in a minute there, but there are four AA batteries inside it. And in the middle of that, as I said, there's the USB connector. And at the back of the MP3 player, there are two plugs. The one at the left is the headphone out socket, which is a standard headphone jack. And on the right, you've got the line out jack. The problem with the line-out jack, which I have found, is that it's quite quiet. The volume is very quiet, so I always use the headphone jack. I'm using it now with my sound card mixer, by the way, for this review. Okay, on the top of the MP3 player, just after the USB connector, if you move up from there, you've got a load of buttons. There are two on the left. There's the top one is a smaller button, which is the on switch. And the one below that's slightly bigger, which is the switch that changes the mode that the MP3 player is in. It's called the menu switch. And then to the right of that, there's a joystick affair where you've got left, right, up and down. And it is possible to feel the markings on these, on the joystick keys, as I call them. And just above that, you've got a small backlit LCD screen. Now, either side of these buttons and the screen, there's a raised area which houses the batteries, and there are two batteries in each compartment. Now, I've never opened the battery compartments because it is a bit fiddly. You have to take the rubber stops off, etc. But it can be done if your batteries need changing. I'm not quite sure of the type of battery that's fitted, only that they are rechargeable and they last for about 8 hours, and they take about 8 hours to charge. That's obviously depending on how you're using it. Okay. So without further ado, we'll turn the MP3 player on. I should just point out that when I'm turning the MP3 player on at the moment, because the USB connector isn't connected to the computer, it's going to turn itself on in MP3 player mode. If I was to turn it on in the USB mode, it would show up, if the drivers were obviously installed, as another drive letter on the system, and I can put any file onto that, whether it be MP3 or a data file. Incidentally, this can only play MP3 files and playlists, and that's a sort of standard Winamp type playlists. It cannot play WAV files or Windows Media format files. Apparently this is supposed to change in the next firmware, but there we go. That is how it stands at the moment. But it can play any bitrate of MP3 file. So I'm going to turn on the MP3 player now. To do that, I press the on button and I hold it down for a few seconds. Now, you won't be able to hear this, but I can hear the hard drive spinning up. And the player is coming on now. I just have to wait a couple of seconds while the firmware loads. The firmware, incidentally, is based on the hard drive, but I will come on to that in a minute. Okay, I'm now presented... I can't actually see the screen. I am partially sighted, but I can't actually see the screen from where I am at the moment. But I happen to know that the first directory I've got on this MP3 player, it's all in alphabetical order, is Clannad. And to move to the right... to move to the next directory in this list, I press the right key on my joystick affair. So I'm going to do that now. And I moved to Cyndi Lauper. It's all alphabetical, so if you know what files you've got on your MP3 player, there shouldn't be much of a problem. I found it quite helpful to have a list of the files that I had on my MP3 player to start with. Then I can sort of go through them. To enter this directory, you press the up key. It's actually called the play key, but I like to think of it as the up key, so I'm going to press that now. The hard disk's spinning up again because it's scanning the directory level. And I've now got Time After Time, The Best Hits of Cyndi Lauper. That is the only album of Cyndi Lauper I have on this system at the moment. So to go into that, I'm going to press up again. Now I have a list of tracks. Because I name my tracks in track number, like number one and then the track name, they're in track order, which is how I like them. Incidentally, the way that this program shows you the MP3 files, you get the MP3 files in alphabetical order, followed by playlists, but before all of those you have the directories, so if you get that into your head then you sort of know where you are. I'm just going to move right to track 8, so we're on track 1 now, so press right again. I'm on track 2, track 3, track 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and this is called Stone, and it's quite a nice track. So to play this, I'm going to press the play button. The hard disk spinning up again, and we should hear it in a minute. There we go, and that is actually playing on the MP3 player as we speak. To pause it, I'm just going to press the play button again. Okay, now that's actually paused now. I'm now going to explain how to navigate through the song. To navigate through the song, you use the left and right arrow keys on your joystick affair. If you hold them down for 3 seconds, you skip forward and back through the track, and if you just press them, you move through the list. So to do that, I'm going to press the pause button again, which is actually the play key, to start playing. We're playing. I'm going to fast forward. And that's fast forwarded through the track. Now I'm going to rewind. And that's rewinding through the track. If I want to move forward a track, so I'll go to track 9, I press the forward key. The hard drive has to spin up again. And this is track 9. If I want to move back to track 8, I press the back key, which is the left key on the joystick. And here we have this Stone track again. I'll just stop this now by pressing the stop key on the joystick. Okay, let me just explain about the hard drive. Because it's a relatively low power hard drive that's in there, and because we want to conserve as much power as possible for actually playing the files on the unit, the hard drive does spin down fairly quickly after it has spun up again. So if I was going through a whole load of songs on this device, using the left and right arrow keys, I do find that quite often it does have to do quite a lot of spinning up, because it does spin up down after about, I think it's about 3 seconds, so it's not very long at all it stays active for. And on that point, if you are skipping forward and back, bearing in mind that it's got a 2 megabyte buffer inside it, if you are skipping through the music or the track, and it gets past that 2 megabyte buffer, the skipping will stop. It'll load the next 2 megabytes of data from the hard drive, and then you can start skipping again. And you may find this slightly annoying, or slightly difficult to get used to. I did to start with, but once I know that it's happening, I've sort of taken into consideration. So it's basically just something to watch out for. With the new firmware, there have been a few more keys added to the system. With the previous versions of the firmware, the on key, the power key as it was called, only turned the unit on. However, it has a shortcut function now. Using the power key and the left and right cursor keys, or the joystick keys, you can move the volume up and down very quickly, as before you had to go through the menu and do it like that, so it's sort of a shortcut way of doing it. And if you press the power key with play key as well, you put the unit into a locked position, so the unit is actually locked, you can't press any keys on it. Very useful, for example, if you wanted to put it in your pocket and didn't really want to knock any of the buttons. And to unlock it, you hold the power key when pressing the play key again. That's just a nice touch, really, they've added to the latest version of the firmware, which I'll come on to in a minute. Okay, let's get on to the menus. The menu key is, I like to think of it as a mode key, actually, because it changes the mode that the unit is in. It can be in 3 modes. The modes are the menu mode, which is where you have all your menus. it's got the directory mode where you navigate through your directories, and you've also got the play mode, which shows you the amount of time left the song has got to go and the track that it's playing, etc. At the moment, because we've stopped the song completely, we are in the directory mode, and it says the name Stone, The World is Stone, on the screen. So to get into menu mode, you press the menu key. Now, the menus on this system are very accessible. They don't wrap around at all, so you always know where you are going to be in your menus. So the options on the menus are as follows. When you press the menu key, the first option you get is volume. Obviously, that changes the volume. To move through the menus instantly, you press the left and right arrow keys. Left is to move back and right is to move forward through the menus. And to access an option in the menu, you press the play key, which is the up key. And then you can use left and right to move through options and change options. And then you press the menu key when you finish doing all your options. I'll explain about this in a minute. So the first option is volume. So if I wanted to access the volume and change the volume, I would press the menu button once, then I'd press the play button because I'm at the volume already, because that's the first option. Then I'd move left and right to change the volume, then I'd press the menu key, and that would bring me out to the main menu again. Then I press the menu key again, which would bring me out of the menus altogether. It sounds on this tape, it sounds a bit sort of different, but it's quite easy to get the hang of once you've got the thing in front of you. And also as well, it sort of, if you can do it while the music's playing, which helps. So as I said, the first option on the menu is volume, and there is no submenu to that. That just changes the volume. And as I said, the quick way to do that is by pressing the on key, the power key, with the left and right arrows. The next menu option on the system is called sound, and that gives you a submenu of three options. The first one is bass, the second one is treble, and the third one is flat. The first two is self-explanatory, really. They just alter the bass and treble of the sound. The third one sets the bass and treble to zero, which is very useful if you're connecting to a car or a hi-fi with its own bass and stuff like that. So you don't want the jukebox to have its own bass function, otherwise it sounds very bassy and it doesn't sound very good. So that's basically what that option does. The menu after that is called play mode. Now, the play mode menu allows you to change the way that the song is actually played. You can have normal, which is a standard playing where it plays the one song, then goes on to the next one, etc. And at the end, it'll just stop playing. The second one is repeat all. Now, repeat all will repeat the whole directory once it's finished playing through the directory. So you've got, say, this Cyndi Lauper album. Once it's got to the last track, it'll start again from track one. Single, it just repeats the same track time and time again. So until you press the stop button, it'll keep repeating the same track. Shuffle will shuffle the songs round in the same directory or the playlist. These options, by the way, are not player wide, they're only directory wide, so it would be nice to have a nice shuffle where you can have all directories are shuffled, so it can play a whole sort of all your player in shuffled mode, but that you can't do that at the moment. However, that is sort of a feature that people have been asking for. And the very bottom one of this option is scan. Scan will play the first 15 seconds of your track. I will just demonstrate this very quickly, just to give you a demonstration of how this works. So to do this, I press the menu button, which I've just done, and I press the right arrow twice because we're on volume. So press right arrow once, and we're on the sound. So I press right arrow again, and we're on the play mode menu. So to get into play mode, I press the up arrow, and now we're in play mode, and we're on normal because that's what we're on at the moment, but that is the top option, so we're always on normal. So if I press right arrow once, I'm now on the repeat all, I'm now on single, I'm now on shuffle, I'm now on scan. So because I want scan, I press the play button or the up button to select that option. I'm now back at the main menu, so to get out of the main menu I press the menu key and I'm now back at the directory list. So I'm going to press play now and I'll show you what scan does.
Dawn, the world is dawn. It's no trick of the light, it's hard on the soul.
That's the first 15 seconds of that song. And you get the idea, so it's playing you the first 15 seconds of each song. I'll just show you how to turn the scan mode back to normal mode now, just to show you how accessible these menus are. To go back into the menu mode, I press the menu key once. Then I press the right arrow twice again to get to the play mode menu. Then press play, or the up key, to get into that menu. And the first option, because we're at the top of the menu now, is normal, so I press play again to accept that menu, accept that option rather. And I'm now back at the play mode menu, so I press the, which is actually the main menu, so I press the menu key to get out of that menu and go into the directory list mode. So once you know the modes of the system and how to get into each menu, you'll be okay, I think, because it took me a small while, but once I've got used to it now, I'm fine with this. Just explain what the other menus are on the system. The next menu after the play mode menu is the language menu, which changes obviously the default language of the menus and sort of the basic prompts of the system, and that can either be set to English, which is the top option, French, which is the middle option, or German, which is the bottom option. Obviously those are written in the respective languages, but I'm not going to pronounce them, sorry about that. There we go. The option after language is hard disk, and this will give you a status of how much space in megabytes you have in your hard disk. I don't actually use this option because the figures are very small on the screen and I can't really read them, so I just use the properties icon in Explorer to show you how much space you've got on the hard disk. The option after that is called Diagnose, which if the hard disk is misbehaving itself or there's something that you think may be wrong with the system, it'll just do a system check, and the only option I've seen on that is OK, but apparently it will show you an error if there is an error in the system. And the option below Diagnose is Firmware, which will list you the firmware that is installed in the system currently. OK, the option after Firmware is called External. Now what this allows you to do is allows you to set it so that it plays the MP3 player, or you can have it so that it'll play through the line in jack, and I'm not exactly sure of the purpose of this, but it does work. The first option in this submenu is MP3 player, and the second menu is just line in, and you can change that accordingly. And the very bottom option on that menu is called contrast, which will change the contrast of the LCD screen, the backlit LCD screen. And there's the menus. The menus, incidentally, the settings are saved in some part of the system. To reset them, you can apparently take the batteries out, and that will reset the menu options. I've never actually done that, but apparently you can do that if you really, really want to reset them, although I'm not quite sure. There's nothing that you can set to cause too much of a problem, so there's not. I don't think there's a need to reset them, but that's just, you can do that. That's where the settings are put. Okay, let's get on to firmware. With the system as it stands at the moment, there are actually two firmware types. The first firmware type is actually written in a ROM on the system, which means you cannot actually overwrite that firmware, and that is used as a failsafe in case the firmware on the hard drive becomes damaged or is non-existent or whatever. That is called the base firmware version, and depending on when you buy your unit, you can have a set bass version. I think the latest, I think there are versions of the bass firmware of 4.53G, which is the latest firmware. Mine didn't actually come with that though. It came with a slightly older one. I can't remember the actual complete version it was, but it was an old version. But if you want to update the firmware, when you turn on the computer and the system, it will look for a file on the hard drive called archos.mod, which can be put there by the update program, which you can download from the Archos website at www.archos.com. Okay then, what do you get for your money? With the standard configuration of the player, you get the player itself in the box. You also get a set of headphones, which I don't like because I don't like the headphones that go right into your ears, but they're quite nice headphones and my sisters tell me that they are actually cool, but there we go. I bought myself a different size pair, but there we go, you get a set of headphones. You also get a nice neat carrying case, which is quite neat actually. It's small, but it clips onto your belt. You get a printed manual, which is not a very good manual because it's slightly outdated. Quite a lot of system changes have been made to the unit and they didn't reproduce these in the manual, so I didn't find the manual of great help to me, to be honest, and it's got quite a lot of graphics in as well, so it doesn't scan very well. You also get the cable to connect the jukebox to your PC. This is done by a USB cable. The cable is actually a USB A to USB A cable, so it's not a standard USB cable, and I'm not quite sure if you lost it if you'd be able to buy another one easily. I've never actually seen one before. You need a USB port, and I would say at least Windows 98 to run it. I wouldn't even try running it under Windows 95 B or C. So that's basically what you have with the USB cable. You also get a power supply, and you also get a CD with the sample MP3 files on that come with the unit, driver files, and an old version of Music Match Jukebox. As regards the Music Match Jukebox program, it is the plus version you get because you can upgrade it with the key on the back of the CD. And I would advise that if you're going to use it, don't bother installing the version that comes on the CD because it's not very accessible, but instead install the version from www.musicmatch.com, and you can then upgrade using, you download the basic player, then upgrade using, I think it's help and upgrade player, and then you need to do a software update to get it going, but once you get it going, it's not the most accessible program, but it is quite accessible. It's certainly more accessible than the version 5.0 that they give you on the CD, and the sound quality on that program is quite good because it uses the Fraunhofer MP3 encoder. So that's basically what you get in the basic package. That package is available from Best Buy for $199, and that's a special offer price. In the UK, you can get it from places like PC World, Dixon's, Currys, Amazon. I think I paid about £250 for it, so I think you can probably get it for slightly less than that now. There is also a plus pack, and if my memory serves me correctly, you get a remote control, although I've never actually used that, because I don't own the plus pack yet. You also get a better pair of headphones, and how good these are, I don't know. And you get a car charger and a car adapter for playing it in the car. And I think that's all you get with the plus pack, and that is £29.99 if you're buying that from the UK, and you can get it from wherever you buy your player from. And it's about $50 if you are going to buy it from the US, and you can get it from Best Buy and all those US stores. I've never had an experience with the Plus Pack, but that's basically what I've been told that it contains. Some things to watch out for. One of the main things to watch out for is that on the email list there have been some criticisms of the adapter that comes with the unit, that it overcharges the unit. It makes the unit get very hot. Now my unit gets slightly hot, but it doesn't get very hot. It doesn't get hot in the way that it's described on the in the main frequently asked questions of a webpage I'm going to give you in a few minutes, and in the email list. And also, as well, if you change the adapter, you will void the warranty, as I understand it. But that is what people have chosen to do, because apparently they've had things like their jukebox melting and things like that. But that is, I just thought to point that out to you. I've not had any problem with that. I know loads of other people who have not had any problems with that. But there are a few people on the list who, as soon as any new people post to the list, they will say, change the adapter, change the adapter. That is just something I pointed out to you. There is another thread that people have said that... people in outside the US don't have a problem, but I don't. There's no official answer on that. Also, as I said, when you're moving through the tracks, the hard drive spinning up, that does take some getting used to, and the fact that when you're moving forward and back through the track, skipping through the track, you must remember that after you go past the 2 megabyte buffer, it has to rebuffer from the hard drive, and so it will stop skipping. So usually I just take my finger off the key and wait until it's buffered and it starts playing again, and then you just put your finger back on the key if you want to move through the song again. There are no bookmarking facilities on the player, and some players come with radios, you know, sort of shortwave radios, but there's no radio on this, there's no FM radio on this player itself. There is also a record player coming on the market, as well as a CD version of the player, as I was speaking earlier about the CD rewriter players you can get, and there's going to be a player and a recorder version of those. The recorder HD version of the player, the hard disk recorder version of the player, is set to come out in the UK on the 1st of July, but I know that the release date for the US version has been put back, so I have no idea when the recorder version of the player is going to come out or how much it's going to cost. I should visit the website www.archos.com if you are interested in that option. Another site that sells the player, it also sells an upgrade to 20 gig. However, you will void the warranty, and you get it. I think it's a 30-day warranty on that player. Is www.funmp3players.com. And they sell a range of MP3 players, including the Archers MP3 player. And there's a lovely frequently asked questions FAQ on that site, which will give you sort of lots of information about how to use the player and sort of pitfalls that people have fallen into using the player. So if you're going to buy one, I'd look at that site first. The site again is www.funmp3players.com. There is also a Yahoo group on the topic of the player, and the address to subscribe to that Yahoo group is archos6000-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. If you have any comments on this review, and I have changed the software that I'm using to create the review, I'm now using Recall Pro instead of the old recorder that I was using before, write to me at andrew@hodgsons.clara.co.uk. Just to finish off, we will shut down the player. To shut down the player, you hold the down button, which is the down key on your joystick, or the stop button, down for 3 seconds.